before my buddy Dave went away on vacation, I'm Andy Summers, by the way. Dave Cruz is on vacation for this for the rest of this week. But we had a chance to talk to Deborah Norville, who was so refreshing when it comes to just being realistic about wearing masks and how crazy this world is right now. But I think what she has to say might be pretty helpful, too.
925XTU, good morning. Who is this?
This is Deborah Norville. Hi, guys. It's been a long time.
It sure has. Yes. How have you coped through this crazy pandemic?
I think like everybody else, moments of absolute insanity, lots of moments of just sadness and depression. And, you know, you just put one foot in front of the next and you make it work.
It's a really good point. It's a valid issue these days.
Have you ever forgotten your mask anywhere and you're like, oh. It's like you have it's like you have to start the whole day over then.
No. But well, it wasn't that far. I popped over to the post office and I had to take something in. And I realized, you know, I walked out of my house, got in my car, and I didn't have any extra masks in the car. I do now. But I had some paper towels. So I took the paper towels and I rolled out enough to make it long enough. And you can take rubber bands or hair ties. And you can take a dinner napkin is an easier way to do it and flip it over the rubber bands or hair ties and then put those on your ears. You got a makeshift mask. It's not pretty, but it gets the job done.
It gets the job done.
So I put my paper towels on my face. My postal guy looks at me like, oh, we got it. She's wearing a diaper. But I bought my stamps and gave them my envelope, and we're good to go. It's fine. Nobody got sick.
I know. You know, I had one of those instances, too, only I had the mask in my hand, and I walked in to pick up my son from a computer class. And I walked in, and I was like, hey, I'm waving to him with the mask in my hand.
I actually attribute that to COVID brain, which is not a medically diagnosable condition. But I think when I describe it, a lot of people listening will go, oh, yeah, I got that. It's where you are so constantly mindful of every little thing that your brain becomes exhausted and it can't remember the normal, simple stuff. And frankly, I think that's one of the reasons people love to tune into your show because it's comforting and, you know, you reassure them, oh, great, Andy's crazy. She forgot her mask, too. I'm actually normal.
Unfortunately, though, it can be a lot more serious than that, too, right?
I mean, there are people whose financial lives have been totally been upended. And when you're in that situation, it's so hard to come up with a solution. And we've all been there, that cold terror that goes down your back. And here's what I hope is something good that person who might be listening to us this morning can hear. Gratitude can open up your thought processes so you can find solutions to your challenges. And even if you've lost your job and you've had to move back in with somebody else and you had to give up your home or your apartment, you woke up this morning, you probably had a cup of coffee, maybe you went outside and the sky was beautiful and crisp. Those are things you can feel grateful for, and if you tally those up and literally write them down, it's dorky, but it works, the science is behind it. I know people are struggling, I know this sounds incredibly simplistic, but I've done the research and talked to the people who have done this research. And it's legit. It works. And what the heck? You got, you know, you have nothing to lose by finding something for which to feel grateful.
Amen. For sure.
Yeah. Deborah Norville, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the paper towel mask tip as well.
Somebody listening is going to be grateful for that.
Absolutely.
Inside Edition, weeknights at 7 on CBS 3. Deborah Norville, thank you again.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
Wake up. Wake up.
The Andy Summers Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.